Welcome to the How to Be a Minimalist podcast. My name is Katie and I'm your host. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you get a lot out of these episodes and that they help you to understand and utilize minimalism in your life a little bit better. Check the links in the details to learn how to become a patron, learn more about my YouTube videos, and also learn more about the How to Be a Minimalist books. This is episode number 99, Minimalism and Hygge. Hey there, minimalists. So glad that you are here with me today. My little dachshund wiener dog, Oliver, is sitting with me right now, and he keeps on complaining. I think he thinks that I'm taking up space on the bed when really, you know, it's my bed, not his. I think he thinks it's his, though. In reality, though, we all know that it actually belongs to the cat. To date, we have a new review. I wanted to go ahead and read that first. By the way, thank you so much to everyone that has left a rating or a review. It really helps others to find the podcast, to make it discoverable, and for others to see if they would like to give it a try or not. The title of this review says, "Feels like listening to a friend," and this is from Breezy191. Thank you for the 5 stars and for the review, Breezy191. I love this podcast. Katie feels like talking with a friend, and her advice is practical and just what I need to hear. It helps me stay on top of minimalism practices, and I love hearing how Katie implements minimalism in different aspects of her life. Thanks for taking the time to record this podcast. It's relaxing to listen to and motivating. Thank you. No problem, Breezy191. I'm so glad that the time and effort I put into it is appreciated. And thanks so much for showing me that by leaving a review, and it's very sweet. And that is just so meaningful to me and very, very touching. I'm glad that it's so relatable and comfortable for you to listen to. I definitely appreciate that. We also have a new patron this week, and I just am overwhelmed by all of the new patrons that are coming in. Thank you so much for joining the Patreon team, Amber. I am very grateful to have you, and to all of my patrons, thank you so much. It definitely keeps the show on the road, so thanks to all of you for being there and supporting. If you would like to become a patron as well, for just $3 a month, you can get access to 2 bonus exclusive episodes that come out each month. I'm about to record episode number 39, which is entitled My New Affirmation Practices. And I definitely feel like in the Patreon, it's a little bit more casual. And also, I am able to kind of go into a little bit more niche things with minimalism or self-care, self-help, and things like that. So I really enjoy recording those episodes. Again, $3 a month, and you get access to all of those bonus exclusives, as well as some of the other little exclusives that I put out there in order to share a little bit more of my life. Thank you again to all of you patrons, and Amber, thanks for becoming a new patron. As far as my personal update goes, I was able to take some time to edit some of my fiction again, which feels awesome. I have neglected my fiction writing for a while now. I would say it's been about a year, and it doesn't feel right to leave it alone like that. All of this began with fiction, actually, and I just have let it go so far, and I miss it. My husband and I have been getting our walks in each day or most of the days of the week, and I love that time so much. It's great to connect with him, to talk about a lot of different things, the things we're doing individually, our kids, whatever's going on, and it's just nice to have that time. We also finished the last Harry Potter book, which means that I have read a total of 8 paperbacks this year. I have loved the experience of reading Harry Potter as a family. It has been beautiful. I strongly suggest reading as a family if you can get people on board. We always have read to our kids. It has been a long time, and I was concerned that my oldest might have lost interest in being read to, but you know, because it was Harry Potter and she really wanted to read it, especially after even reading 1 chapter of the first book, it kind of kept us all together and excited, and it was something that we each began to look forward to. So we've been doing that since February, and as soon as we read the last chapter, my son was like, "Well, now what are we going to read?" We all were really sad. We kind of went through this mourning stage for a few days together. But anyway, we're going to find something else to read as a family. And it's something we are in love with doing together. So that is something that is going to stay. I will be choosing the last 4 paperbacks that I'm going to read on my own. I have several in my to-be-read pile that I promised myself I would not add to this year as part of my no-spend year. So I've decided that I'm going to work on that with the next 4 books that I read through. And I'm looking forward to continuing that feel that I've had reading Harry Potter. It's exactly what I wanted. And the reason why I made a goal to read 12 paperbacks this year, it just made sense that I needed something more. I wanted to hold a book and feel the pages and get all those good cozy feels from actually reading a paperback. And that's what I've gotten with Harry Potter. I'm looking forward to getting that with the rest of the four books that I read this year. Diving into today's topic, most of you know that we live in our RV full-time. We are stationary during the school year when my husband is working, but, you know, we've lived in our RV for, about 3.5 years now, and the RV has looked very different from the day that we got it. In all of that time, it has kind of gone through many, many remodeling stages. At this point, the only thing that really looks like what it started out as would be the bathroom and the kitchen. Those two areas haven't changed all that much, although, you know, some paint here or there have changed certain things. In our motorhome, we have added in furniture that has a lot of different color. We've got teals and greens and blues. We have pops of red and yellow. There are a lot of different textures, I would say, and there are many things about our RV that have a very bohemian or cozy vibe. I used to think that I was a bad minimalist because I was not drawn to kind of minimalist modern furniture or neutral colors. Now I know better, though. I know that you don't have to have the neutral color palette be your favorite thing ever in order to be a good minimalist. You can make a beautiful minimalist home and still have it be cozy. My friend Vanessa Eccles, who also hosts the Fabled Collective podcast, which if you have not listened to it, go and give it a try. She has such an amazing podcast. You can find the link to her podcast in the details of this podcast episode. We were talking one day and she mentioned hookah. And I had never heard of that before that I could really remember. I must have had my head under a rock because it seems like a lot of people have heard of it, but I hadn't. And she kind of mentioned, you know, you should do an episode on minimalism and hookah. So I have been sitting on this idea for about a year now. It has been a long time, my friends. And Vanessa, sorry for not doing this episode earlier. But I had to think about it. I also listened to the Little Book of Hookah that she recommended, and it also is something that I'm re-listening to right now. So I have made sure that I have had time to practice it and think about it quite a bit. And also, I have been refreshing some of these ideas as I've been working on all of our schedules and things like that. I've also wanted to add that warmth and meaning into our lives. And so some of those things are activities and even comfort feels in our home. Those are things that I have been working on kind of rejuvenating and refreshing in our lives. If you are wondering what hookah is, like I was, it doesn't really have a great translation into English. If you are from Denmark, then you might email me and give me a better definition. But some of the definitions that Mike Viking, the author of The Little Book of Hygge, said were that hygge is like hugging without touching, or coziness, homey. There are a lot of different things that hygge can mean. But essentially, it seems to be one of those things that is a feeling, and it's not necessarily something that is something that you will feel just in one place. It seems like it's very dependent on the thing that you're doing, but also the way that you feel, and being casual and relaxed is a big part of that. So I think cozy is a good word for it, and being in a cozy environment would definitely help you to feel cozy. You wouldn't necessarily feel cozy if you were sitting in, you know, a phone booth or something like that. I can't believe phone booth is the word that I just like pulled out of my back pocket right there. But like, I couldn't think of anything else. That was the first thing that came to me. So whatever, it applies. You wouldn't necessarily feel cozy in a phone booth. But if you imagine your favorite cafe, or being curled up on your couch with your favorite throw blanket, that is very cozy. Now, being curled up on your couch with your favorite throw blanket, a cup of tea or hot chocolate, and your favorite book, and there's a fireplace magically in your home if you don't have one, that is very hygge. All of these things seem to go very naturally with my lifestyle that I really appreciate and want to live, as well as many of my ideals. And minimalism actually goes really well with hygge. I love that because I always want to find those things that add more meaning to life, and I feel like this is a really great way of doing it. I would definitely recommend the book if you have not yet read or listened to it. I'm listening to it again, and it's about 3.5 hours long, maybe even a little bit less. So I got it through my local library, and it's been awesome. I have to interject really quickly that there is some yard work going on, and they've been doing it all day right near our RV space, and I can't do anything about it, and I really, really have to record today. This is the absolute only time that I have to do it. So if you hear the leaf blower, weed whacker, or the lawnmower, that's what's going on. That's not very hygge. It is what it is. So my apologies. I wish I could do something about it, and hopefully it just sort of gets edited out. If you can still hear it, though, just pretend like you're sitting here in the RV with me and we're just having a friendly chat and there happen to be some people working on the lawn. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about how I am trying to create little pockets of hygge in my life. And I thought that maybe with these cozy weather changes that are happening for a lot of people in the world anyway, I figured this would be a good time to talk about some of this stuff so that your winter, wherever you are, can be a little bit more cozy too. One of the first things I wanted to talk about is that one of the main themes of the Little Book of Hygge is getting a cozy setting just right. And Mike Viking talks about this a lot. He talks about warm lighting, natural materials used, or different things like that. He talks about making sure that there are lots of pillows and throw blankets and having very, very warm lighting. There's a lot of talk about lighting in this book. I know that the minimalist style can be all about abrupt lines as far as design goes, but it doesn't have to be that way. You can have cozy without clutter. You don't have to have 50 pillows. You can have a couple on your couch and make it totally warm, inviting, and cozy. You don't have to have 50 throws. You can have your favorite one. I had the most recent experience of crocheting my own blanket. I hadn't crocheted a big project in a long time, and it felt so good to do it. I crocheted a ton while my husband was reading Harry Potter, and it was so fun. It was nice and warm. It was fun to imagine the project as it was coming to life and growing. It was great. I absolutely loved it. Now that it's finished, it feels so nice to use it. Last night we pulled out our fire pit and our camping chairs. We had a dry night, so that was really nice. We all sat by the fire and kind of hung out. We didn't really necessarily do a ton of talking. It was a very, very casual thing. My son was actually reading and my husband was checking on some stuff that he needed to take care of. So it wasn't like we were all sitting there roasting marshmallows or anything like that, but we were all sitting by the fire enjoying our time. I was cold, so I went and got my blanket, and it was so cozy to sit there and chat with my daughter. It was a lovely experience. Very hygge, if I say so myself. I don't have a ton of throw blankets, though. I have that one, but I really like it, and I love that I made it. It's cozy, it has good feelings about it, good memories, and I know that it's one that I will use for a very, very long time to come. I would say that a lot of our decor is like that. It's very meaningful to us, but it is still very minimalistic. It's clutter-free. It is within what our family enjoys, so it is all useful and very well utilized. But I would say that our home does feel very cozy. If you've been trying to work in some minimalistic design ideas into your home, there is nothing wrong with that for sure. Sometimes when you begin practicing minimalism, you find that every wall of your home is lined with furniture and it's very cluttered to you, especially when you become aware, you realize like there's no extra space here just for breathing. It is all filled up. And so sometimes we begin to take things out and try to minimize our bulky furniture pieces. It feels really good to do that. I'm not going to lie. I love that feeling. And I've decided that someday when we have a sticks and bricks home again, I do not want furniture lining all of the walls of our home. In the RV, we do, but it's like necessary because the space is so small. And I feel like it's kind of broken up nicely, which is good, but it is something that bothers me about the RV. in a home, though, you can choose where you want those spaces to be for breathability and just having that nice, clean space. When you're making these choices about what furniture you want to have stay or go, this is absolutely something you can think about. Especially if you want coziness, you don't have to get rid of all the things that you have and replace them with those flat lined furniture pieces. You can have the things that you love. I would just choose the things that have the most happy memories, the things that bring the most warmth when you sit in the room. I would choose those things that make it have such a great casual, relaxed vibe. Of course, in the style and design that you want, but those things that make it a place that is peaceful to you, whatever those styles may be. The second thing that seems to be very hygge, according to Mike Viking, the author, would be good food and drink. And the more homemade it is, or the longer it takes, the more love and tending it takes to make it, the more hygge it is. Also, if you make it together, that is even more hygge. My family and I set up, well, mostly it was me. It was my idea to do a potluck night just for the four of us. I was kind of tired of planning out every single meal. It was at the end of this past winter, and I was just like, you know what? I'm done. We're going to do potluck night. My kids thought it was the best thing ever. My husband, I'm not sure how he felt about it exactly, but he did play along, so that was good. I loved it though, and it was so fun for all of us to get in the kitchen and cook together. It was nice. It was very, very pleasant, and it was a fun night of eating. That is something that I miss about having a bigger kitchen. It is very difficult to have all of us cooking in the kitchen at the same time. There's just literally not enough space to do it. When we do get the opportunity to be in the kitchen together, though, in our separate little quarters, it's always fun. And it's something that I don't do very often because of the space limitations, but it's something that I realize makes for such a more pleasant time together. Besides the fact that we are all working on it, we're all learning together, we're all cooking together and enjoying the food together later. Mike Viking talks a lot about cakes and cookies and breads and chocolate and things like that in the Little Book of Hygge. I personally don't want to eat that sort of thing every single day in order to bring a little bit of happiness or coziness into the day. But there are so many ways to make special treats that are also healthy and really good homemade foods. I've been working on incorporating these kinds of foods and developing these kinds of recipes for my family for a good year and a half to 2 years at this point, because I do want special foods. I do want delightful, delicious, homey things in my family. I want to put those things on my kitchen table. But I also want them to be healthy. And so that is where I have been spending a lot of my energy and time creating things that are delicious, but also nutritious. On top of wanting to feed my family good, healthy foods, I also feel that these things, not only can they be special and homemade, but you can almost taste the love that's been baked or cooked into the foods that you are eating. Homemade food just tastes better. On that note, I would also say that a homemade cup of tea is also something that is very hygge. It is filling not only to the body, but to the soul. And every time I make myself a cup of tea, which I've been doing a lot more of since we've gotten back into the cooler weather, I enjoy that moment so much. It brings so much peace. It's so relaxing. It makes for a moment that is just mine and very calming. And happy. These are the kinds of things that make my life a little bit more meaningful and enjoyable. Even though it's just food, it's just a drink, it makes a little special moment. Another way that I've been working on creating more hygge in my home, I have been trying to make sure that the activities that we participate in are things that we are savoring. And indulgence is, I think, another way that we could kind of put that. We have been going on lots of walks together, as I've said about my husband, and those moments are so sweet. It's not something that I have been saying, oh, we got to get back at this specific time or anything like that. We head out the door, we stretch, and then we walk, and we're done when we're done. I love it. Reading Harry Potter is another one of those things that has been a very savoring thing. My kids could have read the Harry Potter books in a couple of weeks. We took like 7 months to read them. It was lovely. It was such a beautiful thing to do that together as a family. It took some restraint to do that, but the amount of time that we spent anticipating reading was really nice, and it added to the actual process of reading the chapters together. It also made it a lot more special when we said, okay, yeah, we'll read a second chapter tonight, and took the time to do that, especially on weekends. We were able to do that, or a little bit in the summer, we were also able to read some of those extra chapters each night. It was sunny yesterday afternoon. We've had a storm at the beginning of every week since the beginning of September, pretty much. And I have been trying to find ways to utilize that sunshine anytime it is available to us, because I know that there will be days on end where we don't get any sunshine at all. Yesterday, when I was going to pick up my husband from work with my kids, I was thinking, like, what can we do? I want to do something really special and fun right now. I drove past a sign for a pumpkin patch, and it's not the one we usually go to, but that was when I realized that's what we should do. We should go to the pumpkin patch and pick out our pumpkins for Halloween. We got my husband and surprised him and said, hey, let's go to the pumpkin patch. And we went and did that. And it was so much fun. It was a spontaneous thing, but we really savored the moment and kind of dropped everything else in order to make time for this activity. It was so peaceful out at the pumpkin patch. The farm is just lovely. There are birds all hanging out in the sunflowers. We took our time picking out the pumpkins. We could have gone to a shop and just grabbed some from there. And there's nothing wrong with that, but actually making the effort to take the drive out to the farm and go tromp around in the patch and find the perfect pumpkins and all that sort of thing, it was delightful. It was a really fun, peaceful moment. We also didn't just hurry up and leave. We savored it and took our time enjoying it. I guess in the end, my interpretation of hygge is delayed gratification instead of binging, and savoring instead of rushing through in order to get to the end. We have been doing this a lot with the books we read, the TV shows that we watch, even looking forward to playing a new game or participating in a new activity. There are so many things that we have been trying to look forward to and then really enjoy. And it's been a very nice practice for our whole family. I feel like it's even a good thing to teach my children, because there's a lot of instant gratification in the world. And sometimes that's nice and it feels fun to be spoiled and to spontaneously just go and do something that we want to do right now. But a lot of times that is not where the most pleasure actually comes out of. Sometimes the most pleasure comes from waiting and waiting and then finally enjoying this thing that you worked so hard for and built up for. I would say that all of these things are very hygge. I am trying to pinpoint more ways that my family can enjoy more of these types of things together. But also on an individual level, I would like more of that in my life as well. My minimalist challenge for you today would be to ask yourself, how can you make your home a little bit more cozy, peaceful, and relaxing? You should also definitely check out The Little Book of Hygge by Mike Viking. It is excellent. It is a little book, like I said earlier, and it's just a great quick read. I bet your library even has a copy of it in physical, digital, or audio form. I hope that your minimalistic practices are going well and that life is good for you. Remember, it is all about the experiences, not the stuff. And we'll see you next week.